Okay, let's get into today's daf, Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Lamed Aleph. And we are in Perek HaTruma, in the fourth parak here. And we are on the top of Lamed Aleph. Lamed Aleph wraps the Mishnah, just one ha'ara, as I mentioned, the end of the year yesterday. So yesterday we asked that according to one opinion, at least, Reshmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, you could have a leftover chatas that was supposed to be used for a karban, let's say, the chatas of the seer of Rosh Chodesh, and it was designated as to be a chatas for the tzibur, and then it wasn't needed. So the what was the example? So we saw the Tikkun Chatan and the others. Let's say it was the seer of Rosh Chodesh, and then of Adar, and then they lost it. Then they found they used a different one, and then they found the old one, but there's no more Rosh Chodesh this year, so you can't use it for anything else. So according to one opinion, don't worry, you could use it as an ola. Use it as an ola. Makizah b'nesam esbeach. And the Gemara asks, how can a chatas change to an ola? Right. We know there's a principle of asham shenitak l'ri'iya. Maybe an asham that could change to an ola, under certain circumstances. But a chatos, right? We have the chatos mesos. So we had 2 days in the Gemara, how to answer that question. Either all carbon sebers don't really get their full status until shechita. Even though a carbon yachid gets its status right when I makdish it, but a carbon sibur, you know, not ain carbon sibur nikvan ela b'shchita. And therefore, it's not really a chatos. It was designated, it was earmarked to be a chatos, but it's not exactly a full chatos yet. And therefore, it could change to a ola because it's not really changing. It's not really an ola yet. Number one. Or number two, the second day, Rav Chananya said that no, even if it is a chatos, tnai bezdin, or leiv bezdin masna, as the lusher of the Gemara elsewhere, that is, there's a built-in tnai that the, when it comes to a carbon sibur, if it is not needed, it could change to whatever you need, right? It is a chatas, but it can change. Therefore, it is different, right? The language of the carbon eda, afilu chatas, sheikrivu olos, right? Even if it is a chatas. So we mentioned that the first day, that shchita is koveya, that is an interesting day, because on the one hand, we have a concept of shchita lav avoda, that shchita is less of an avoda than the other avodos. Than Kabbalah Holacha Zrika, or at least Kabbalah and Zrika. But as we see here, because it's the first one, maybe that's the one that's Koveya and determines statuses for the carbon sibur. So I just want to mention that Tosfos in the first parak in Zvachim about Shchita Lav Avoda. What exactly is the Pshat? Why is Shchita not an Avoda like other Avodas? Right, it's the first one. It might even be Koveya for the status. So Shchita Kabbalah Holacha Zrika, but that's what the Gemara has. In Zvachim, Daf Yud Dalid has the Lashon of Shchita Lav Avoda. So there are three opinions on the page right there. Rashi and 2 days in the Tosfos. Rashi says, what is reflected Shchita Lav Avoda? Rashi quotes, Mi de is kashru ba kol apsulim. The fact that any puzzle could do the Avoda, right? A Yisrael is allowed to do the Shchita. A tummy is a good question because how do you not be the time of the animal. So when you do the shechita, but that's the second parak, the third parak, right? It's a contrast to the second parak. But the third parak in Zvachim is called Kolapsulin. So the beginning of Kolapsulin, Lamed Aleph Amabez, Kolapsulin Sheshachtu Shechitasan Kshera, Sheshchita Kshera Bizarim Binashim Ba'avadim Ubitmeim Afilu B'Kashikachim. So you got to figure out how does the tummy do the shechita, a really long knife, right? So he doesn't have to hold the animal. So when he shechs us, that's parakol apsulin. And the Gemara says, even that might even be lechatchila, right? That's what the Gemara says there. Shachtu, do you have any lechatchila? Lo, for how many? V'shachat shechita bizar kshera. Sheshechita ksher bizar benashim avadim tmeim. Avil b'kachi kachim. So the Gemara asks, isn't it lechatchila? So the Gemara says, yes, lechatchila, but Tmeim is not lechatchila because it's a good chance that it might become tamei. That's the Gemara there on Daf Lamed Beis. Who adin dafilu lechatchila nami umishim degaboy elavisti tmeim de lechatchila lo gzeira shema yigu bebasar tana sheshachtu vitamei dievet shaper vechulu. And that's Rashi Shita. Shchita ksher bazar mida is kashu ba kol habsulim. It still is not 100% clear. Is that what we call a siman or a siba? According to Rashi. Meaning, is it because that's the reason? The reason the Torah says that this is kosher with all these psulim, and because psulim could do it, that's why it is not in the same category. Or do you say no? there's something about shechita that is different. Therefore, kol psulim keshechtet. And it's more of a siman, as we call it. It's a reflection of. It's not a cause of. Again, l'may nafkamina, could be nafkaminas, but not for now. But that is all number one. Rashi quotes, shechita l'avoda, mida is kashu ba kol psulim. Sounds like the former. Sounds like the siman. It sounds like siba, mida is kashu. The EF Shalom Arkein Tosfos does not like that answer. Why? De ahechsher zar gufa maisi lahacha. It's right, and look at the Kadosh's Gemara here. It's talking about, you know, that the psulim doing it. So Tosfos doesn't think that it flows from the language of the Gemara, that would be the reason behind. Let me try number two. Rabbi Yaakov de Orleans Mefarish, the second day in Tosfos here. Lav avoda hi lefisha shave bechulin ubekadshim. It's an avoda that appears by chulin too. You do shechitas chulin. You don't do anything zrikas chulin. So the fact that it is an avoda that parallels, that is in chulin also, that shows it's not lav avoda, it's not a unique kachim avoda. Right? It appears by chulin too. You do the same exact thing when you shechter chulin animals. That's what Yaakov Meir leans. As a parallel, you see it's nothing unique to kachim. Imkain, lav mitam avoda tziva hamakom shechita. Number two. How do you answer that? The answer to that, I mean, though, how do you argue with that? Because it might not be the same exact shechita. There are differences in halacha between shechitas kachim and shechitas chulin. So you don't have to say just because it appears also by chulin doesn't mean that it's dafka the same. But again, that's number two, Yaakov Meir leans. Number two, v'li nire, and then Tosfos says a third day, lav avodahi mida machshirinan lekamen perak sheni omid bedarim v'hoshi yada letzafon v'shachad bekachi kachim. If the kohen is standing in the south and he sticks his hand in the north to shecht, that's good enough by shechita. But a makabel can't be standing in the south. So he says there are differences in halacha, not because of shechita k'shir bizarre, but other differences in halacha between the shochet doesn't have to be there. We mentioned, I think, a few days ago, even from the Brisker Rav and others, that it could be shechita lav avoda means mitzad the kohen it's lav avoda. But mitzad the animal, of course, it is an avoda. Shechita kabbalah halacha zrika. It's one of the four avodos. So, and this reflects that it could be that the kohen could stand outside, the area could stand in the south, but the makabel can't because by the others, even it's an avoda even legabe the kohen, the gavra, and not just the animal. So the 3 days that you have here on Yud Dal and Mabez in Zvachim. For Shechita Lav Avoda, but again, I thought that we just mentioned that because the Gemara said that regarding Karban HaTzibur, it could be that Shechita is the Koveya, and that's interesting, not contradictory, but interesting in that Shechita is Lav Avoda. Okay, next Mishnah. So the next Mishnah discusses if I'm Makdish something without specifying which Hakdasha I am doing, so where does it go? Right, we know there are two major areas that we can be makdash. Kachi Mizbeach, also called Kachi Aguf, and Kachi Betagabai is also called Kedushas Damim. We're not going to be machalik between those right now. Right? There's value Kedusha and inherent Kedusha. Kedushas Damim, Kachi Betagabai is, I am makdash something that's meant to be sold, or meant to be, it's not meant to, lavdafka to be, it's not going to be used as a karban. Kachi Betagabai, I'm makdash a table, I'm makdash a balmum, for Kachi Betagabai is, I'm not going to do anything that's meant that the value is going to the base of English, so the base of English could sell it. What if I'm makdash a mizrak? So again, if it's going to be used permanently, so that's kachi aguf. It doesn't have to be an animal, right? If it's a klisharis, that also could be a inherent kedusha. But that's kachi mizbeach, and that's kachi mizbeach. Kachi mizbeach means if it's meant to be used as a carbon, it's meant to be inherently belonging to the base of English. So what if I'm makdash my house and all the contents? Some of the things in there, based on what they could use, and some of them, obviously, they cannot use. So some things are obviously kashya b'edek abayis, but it's not clear. So what exactly is the halachas there? So maybe we'll talk more in a few minutes about that chilek that we have discussed in the past, but first let's do some of the Mishnah. So a makdish nechasav. Somebody is makdish their property, and the Karban Eidah says that the first opinion here is going with the opinion, hektish l'bedek abayis. Right, that's a machlokas elsewhere. But stam hekdesh lebet kabayis. If you don't specify, so we assume you're giving value kedusha. So I'm makdesh all my property, but v'hayu bohem dvar merim lekarbonet tzibor. But there are some items that in my property that could have been used for the carbon tzibor. What's included here? The Gemara is going to say the ktoris. I'm makdesh the ktoris. Remember we had on the yesterday's daf, 2 days ago's daf, about doesn't this mishnah prove that you can make the ktoris in your home? You don't have to make it in a klisha race. No. Maybe you can come up with a case where people have the ktoris that was made in the base of Migdash in their house. That's what the Gemara is going to talk about again. So I have some ktoris. I have some stuff that was, that could be used. But according to this opinion, Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see, it's not going to be used because Tom Hector is by the Kabayas. So you not lu'umanim bischaran divrei Rabbi Akiva. So what could you do? You could just give it to the workers as their payment, meaning workers of the base of Mikdash work for the base of Mikdash. They need to get paid. So I'm going to give them something kadosh, but is that a problem? Because you always need to be poded on something else. Rabbi Akiva holds that hektish could be mischalel on avoda. They don't need an object, but even avoda, even service, meaning when they get this hektish, this ktores, that you are just makdash to the base of Mikdash, and we assume it's all bedek abayis, when they get it, it loses kedusha, becomes chulin. Because hektish can be mischala not only on an object that you could switch the kedusha and deconsecrate it, but even on work. Look at the carbon eda. You know, alarm bischaran. V'yotzen l'chulin. Afo pishein davar acher nichnas tachtav. Even though there's nothing else becoming kadosh here, dikasavar, because Rabbi Akiva holds, hektish mischala al malacha. Hektish can be deconsecrated on malacha. Dichsiv va'asuli mikdash. The pasuk says in Truma, "Shetiyah malacha naases mina hektish," that the malacha is from hektish, meaning, and that it could switch right when you pay them for it. So that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Akiva says, number one, stam hektish lebedek abayis, and therefore even the items that maybe you could have used as kachay haguf, you know, that is not going to go to kachay haguf kachay mizbeach. You could, and there, and number two, you could give it to a worker, and it's automatically going to lose its kedusha. Amalo ben Azai, in Yamida. I don't think so. I don't think this is, how you should treat the Ktores. Ella, because as we'll see, the Enem in Yamida means you are not consistent in your Shita. So the Karbana Eda, Ein Ro'i, Ella, Shetishve, Midosecha. Right? Meaning, this should be just like the last case. What's the last case? Remember we had in the previous Mishnah? If you have Ktores from the previous year, left over, so what do you do? You don't just use it as payment. Remember what you have to do? You have to take money, that's chulin, and switch the kedusha of the ktoris onto money, and then give the ktoris, which is now chulin, to the workers, and then buy it back with the new shkalim. So says Ben Asai, you gotta do that here too. Be mashveh, say all these halachas are the same, and therefore, Ella, you have to do like the previous Mishnah, mafrishin mehen skar ha'umnin, you designate, you take some money that is and then you switch the kedusha, deconsecrate the ktores, and now you give that chulin ktores to the workers, and then you buy it back with the new shkalim. So Ben Azai says that no, you need an object that is going to switch. Whenever you switch kedusha, right, whether it's Meister Shani, whether it's hektish, you need another item so the kedusha could switch. The chulin item becomes kadosh, and the kadosh item becomes chulin. That's benazai, and therefore you can't do this trick of just giving the ktores with kedusha to the workers in lieu of money, so that the kedusha, you know, somehow evaporates based on the work that they did. That doesn't work. Rabbi Akiva says yes, benazai says no. That is case number one. If I makdish my property, and there were items that were ro'i for a carbon sibur. Next. What if I makdash my property and there are animals? So the first case, we said that was a remes to ktoris. I makdash, you know, everything in my house, you know, I'm feeling very, very charity connected today. I have a few houses. Everything in this house goes to the base of Mikdash. So I have some animals in there. So are those animals going to be karpanos? So the answer is, well, it depends whether stam hektish lebedek abayis or stam hektish lekachi mizbeach. So machlokas. So Rebbe Eliezer holds, as we'll see, Rebbe Eliezer is going to hold, like the Tanakhama, and that is stam, everything goes to bedek abayis. And therefore, even though these animals are roi, to be a karbon. They're not going to be used as a karbon. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zcharim Yimachru Litzrichei Olos, the males you could sell to the ones that need Olos. You can't just be makar of them as an Olo, right? You could sell them to Tzrichei Olos, and therefore the Beis HaMikdash is going to get money for it, right? And Nekevos Yimachru, and an Olo is always a male. So that's why the males go to the Tzrichei Olos. The Nekevos Yimachru Litzrichei Zivchei Shlamim, and the females go to the Shlamim. Shlamim could be either, but the females go to the ones that need Shlamim. Udemeyen, and all the money, Yiplu Im Shar Nechasim Lebed HaKabayis. Right, the carbon aid, as here explains, but the Mefarshim explain that according to Rabbi Eliezer, Stam Hekdesh Lebed HaKabayis, even for things that are royal Gabi HaMizbeach, according to Rabbi Eliezer. He has a case, everything I'm Makdesh, that's what you assume. Stam Hekdesh Lebed HaKabayis. And therefore, even if I'm Makdesh, a perfect Tamim animal, we don't assume that you want to give that to the Beis HaMikdash. It's sold. But the carbon aid does say, but if it's royal HaMizbeach, it should be a carbon. But you can't give it. It doesn't go automatically, so you just have to sell it. Ava royal mizbeach continues the carbon eida. Eino yotzi b'nei mizbeach. Shamakdash tmim lebedek habayis ein nifter nol mizbeach. It has to be, you sell it to be used as a carbon. But again, the money, goes to the bedek habayis. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Again, when I'm makdash, stam hektish is lebedek habayis. Just one note, just to think about the sugya of stam hektish lebedek habayis. Why is that? And why is there a machlokas about that? We're going to have another sheet in a second. Stam Hektish is Lemizbeach. Why would you say either one? So maybe it's just an umdana. Maybe it's just, what do we think this person is thinking? When I'm Makdish, what is in the person's das? So it could, that's the machlokas, but what's a person thinking? Is it Bet HaGabayis or is it Mizbeach? Or it could be something a little different, and that is, you know, which Hektish is it easier to kind of fall into? We don't know which one to put it into. So which one is it easier to become? Kachim is Beach or Kachim Bedek HaBayis. And you might argue both ways. Because now we relate to the Chiddush that based on Tosfos that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik goes, remember, Kachim is Beach, Kachim Bedek HaBayis work very differently. Kachim Bedek HaBayis conceptually works as I monetarily make it Mamono Shel Beis HaMikdash and Mamela Kedusha is Chal on it. So you might say, well, that's easier because that's a regular, normal Kenyan, Dini Mamanis type of Kenyan that we're all used to. So when you're Makdashid, Mamela, it falls into the Kachim Bedekabayis. Or you might say just the opposite. Kachim Mizbeach, if you're a member, that doesn't switch financially. You just imbue it. It's still mine, but I imbue it with Kedusha, Kachim Mizbeach. So maybe that's easier. I don't even have to switch it in terms of Dini Mamanis. I just have to imbue it with Kedusha. So it could be not just an Umdana, but in terms of which one is easier to fall into, so to speak. And again, there were many rayas, if you remember, about that shita. And again, at the end of this time, we'll go. So Rabbi Eliezer holds, again, fundamentally, stam hektash lebedek habayis, even the items, like animals, that could be roy to be on a mizbeach, no, we assume it's bedek habayis, and therefore you have to sell them. You have to sell them and use the value, but you sell them to people who need these for animals for karbanos. That is, the Rambam Paskins. That way, if you know the Rambam in Hilchos Erechin, in Perek Hey Halacha Hey, and the Mefarshim talk about why he passes this way, but the Rambam says, first of all, it's not explicit here, but you did something wrong here according to Rabbi Eliezer, because you're not allowed to be makdish an animal that's roy for the mizbeach as bedek habayis. That's an isser. So it worked. That's what happened here, because we assume Sam Hektash is by the Gabayas. But the Rambam notes here, as the other Mefarshim do, Hamaktish Behema Tahora Tamima Lebed the Gabayas, Afabi Sha'avar Al Asay, Masha Asa Asui. If I take a perfect animal that can be used as a carbon, and I'm only want to give the value of this to the Beis HaMikdash, that's an Avera. Because there's so much potential here to be used as a carbon, and you didn't so, but it works. Masha Asa Asui, V'chala Kedusha Alei, V'niftes Kishi Tamima, that's exactly what Rabbi Eliezer's shita here is. Rabbi Eliezer's shita, I should say. Next, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Now, next opinion, Rabbi Yeshua says Zacharim Atzman Yikruvu Olos. Rabbi Yeshua says if you're makdish a male animal that you didn't specify, it's an ola, right? Stam hektish lemizbeach. Right, it's an ola. But females you have to sell because, again, you don't know which carbon was the one that you had in mind, and you have to bring you have to sell the nekevos in that way. You have to demand olas and bring with their value an ola. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you're makdish something, you assume it's all legavoha. So the male animals could be an ola. The nekeva animals can't be an ola. But we assume that everything you want to give is a kachim mizbeach. So you have to sell these and bring with their money an ola. Only items that are for sure not kachim mizbeach. I don't know. You give a table to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not going to use your table. So that you sell, and that's purely bedek habayis. So that's machlokes Rebbe Eliezer, stam hektish le bedek habayis. Rebbe Yoshua, stam hektish le kachim mizbeach. And even something that is not roy to have all on the mizbeach, like a nekeva, you have to switch that and bring it all on mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Akiva, roa ani as divrei Rabbi Eliezer, mi divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Akiva says, I like Rabbi Eliezer shita more than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer hishves midosav is Rabbi Yeshua chilek. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says everything is kachim by the gabayas. Everything. You are makdish a lot of things in your house. You are makdish tables and forks and bicycles and animals. You are makdish so many things. So what did he say? Everything's by the gabayas. Rabbi Kiva says, I like that shita. Rabbi Yeshua, what did Rabbi Yeshua say? The items that were roy to be mizbeach are mizbeach. The items that are roy to be bedek habayis are bedek habayis. Rabbi Kiva says, but you didn't specify. So I think Rabbi Lezer, I like Rabbi Lezer shita because he says it's all in one package. Amar Rabbi Papias, shamati is divrei shnehem. Rabbi Papias says, I have a pshara. I have a middle shita. When I think Rabbi Kiva is right, and when I think Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Hamakdish beferish. If he explicates what he is being makdish. If he says, my animals, I want to be makdish. And my bicycles, I want to be makdish. And my table. If he specifies Kediv Rabbi Eliezer, then I think, Rabbi Eliezer is right. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer says it all goes to Bedek Habayis. So if I say I'm makdish all these things, and I specified all these things, and I wasn't machalik between them, so mistama, it's all the same area that I want to be makdish it to. So that's why I think if he's mefaret, so then Rabbi Eliezer is right. If I'm makdish stam, could be Rabbi Yeshua. But if somebody says all my stuff, that's not going to be Yeshua, because all my stuff. So then you could label and say, he must have meant this is for this area and this is for that area. He didn't specify. Okay. That is all the next category. So we started off, if you're a makdish in the chasim that had things that are roy for a carbon sibur, like Taurus. Then we add, if you're makdish and you had animals. So now, what if you're makdish and there are items that can be used for a carbon yachid? That's the next category. Hamakdish, the chasim ben dvarim, ruin legabim, mizbeach. You had things that you were makdish in your house that are roy to be used on mizbeach, for a carbon yachid, like yenos, ushmanim, va'ofos, wine, oil, birds. So what do you do here? So Rabbi Elazar, not to be confused with who we had earlier in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar, because we'll see this, Rabbi Elazar does not fit in. Earlier, Rabbi Eliezer said, stam hektish, lebetek habayis. Right, this Rabbi Elazar does not. Rabbi Chaim Kadievsky points out, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, what do? Yimachru letzriche oso hamin, right? If you're makdish wine, oil, and birds, you sell it to the people who need that, and viavi b'demayan olos, and you bring with the money that you get olos. Why? Because this shita holds. Stam hektish is l'mizbeach, like Rabbi Yeshua said. V'shar nechasim yipul bedek habayis, and the rest that are for sure not roy for the mizbeach, they fall to bedek habayis. That was three categories in the Mishnah. Remember, Hakdasha, in general, we have mentioned, does not need any type of kinyan. As we just said at the beginning of this year today, we said, you know, maybe when it comes to carbonate sibur, you might need a maisa, right, the shchita. But when it comes to a carbon yachid, all you need is to makdish it. That's the principle of imirasa l'gavoa, kimisirasa l'hedyo. Just saying already imbues it, and gives it kedusha. There is interesting discussion in the Achronim. Does amirasa legavoa kimisirasa lehedyot apply to a goy? We know a goy is allowed to bring a carbon. It brings an ola at least. Machlok is whether it can bring a shlamim. We possibly can bring an ola. So what if a goy says harezu ola? Is he chayev? So the avni miluim, the first avni miluim. Simon Aleph. It's in the first Simon. Avni miluim. Remember that's the Ksosis Sefer and Eben Ezer. The Ksosis is his Sefer on Choshe Mishpat, and the Avni Miluim is his Sefer Ravai Levi Cohen Heller on Eben Ezer. So in Simon Aleph of Katan Beis, the Adam Yilom says yes, because it's Bidin Neder. If it's Bidin Neder, and there's a Tosfos and Kiv Eger, beginning of Avodah Zarah, that a guy is chayef to keep his word. And therefore, if Amiras L'Gavoa is Bidin Neder, so that's why the guy is chayef, that also, it also works. It becomes a carbon. The stipler in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, Simon Beis, notes, a guy is not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Moses Vasecha Tishmar V'Yasisa. The mitzvah of keeping your word, he's not chayev in the mitzvah Shabo. So you have to say that Moses Vasecha has two things. It has a mitzvah Shabo and a neder Shabo, that to keep your promise, which is not related to the mitzvah, because the guy is not chayev in the mitzvah. Because from the Ramah, that's the Kilus Yaakov explaining the Yavne Miluim, that it's not because of the mitzvah of Moses Vasecha, but it's just that every neder, if a neder has his chayvus mamoni, a monetary obligation, then a goy is obligated in that, in all monetary, karbanos. There's a lot by Amiras L'Gavoa, but let's continue first. Says the Gemara, Hamatash Tachasavaya ben Devar Mu'in L'Chol Karban Sibur. So, as we said, the first case of the Mishnah. What was included in that? So we already had this Gemara yesterday, 2 days ago. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ktores. Rabbi Yochanan says it's referring to the Ktores. If you have some Ktores in your house that you're Maktish, that's what's being referred to in the Mishnah. But we said yesterday, does that mean that Ktores can be made in your house? But there's a machlokas. We said that the Rama Paskins, that you have to use a klisharis. So how would you ever be Maktish Ktores? So the Gemara says, no, Amar Avoshia Tipate, V'Umar, Mishal Beis Avtina, Shainota, Beskara Ktores. Remember we said, and unless yesterday's Mishnah, if you have some Ktores left over from the year, what do? You switch his Kedusha onto money. You give that now deconsecrated Ktores to a worker, and then you buy it back. But what if before you bought it back, he was Makdash it? So that's a case that you could have Ktores that was made by the base in the base of Mikdash, but somebody private could have it. So that's the case that's referred to in the Mishnah. Ben Azai Omar V'chulam. My time at Ben Azai. Why does Ben Azai argue there be a Kiv, the first line? Remember at the beginning of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva said you could be Mechalal, you could give the Ktores to the workers, and it loses its Kedusha. Why does Ben Azai argue on that? She'ein ha'ektesh b'schala malacha el alamos. Because Hektish you can't switch the Kedusha on Malacha, right? Only on money. You're on an object. So Ben Azai argues, as Machlokas Tanoim, whether Hektish can be Mischalel on work. So the Mishnah says, in the next case, right? If you're Machlokas property and you have animals in there. So Machlokas Tanoim, whether those animals are given as Karbanos, Stam Hektish Le Mizbeach, or they are sold, Stam Hektish by the Gabbais. Tama Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah towards the end of Temura, the Mishnah there, that the name of the parak is Yesh Bekadshe Mizbeach. Right, the Mishnah goes through on Daf Lamed Aleph, there are some things that Kadshe Mizbeach have that Kadshe Bet Gabbais don't have, and the opposite. This is the second half of that Mishnah. Yesh Bekadshe Bet Gabbais. There are some things that Kadshe Bet Gabbais have that Kadshe Mizbeach don't have. Like what? Shestam Hektish is the Bet Gabbais. Stam Hektish is the Bet Gabbais, as we just said, if you don't specify. Hektish Bet Gabbais, Chalal Ako. Also, Hektish Bet Gabbais can be Chal on everything. Meaning, no matter what your Maktish, Hektish Bet Gabbais can be Chal on it. Right? Even on, the Reb Chaim Knievsky. Rocks and wood. You can be Maktish rocks to Bet Gabbais. Umoalin Begiduleyen. An interesting halacha, which we can't go into now. If I Maktish a tree, Lebet Gabbais, things that come out of the tree also are Kadosh. Mol and Bigidulehan. But if a Maktish an animal in Mizbeach, no. If the animal has a baby, then there might not be Me'ila there. But even though it has more intense Kedusha, Vein Ben Anoy L'Kohanim. And the Kohanim get nothing from Bet HaGabayis. Right? When it comes to a Kachi Mizbeach, so certainly the Kohen gets certain things, the skin and the other portions. But that's Bet HaGabayis. Amar Rav Chananya. So who is the author of this Mishnah of Stam Hektosh the Bet HaGabayis? Reb Eliezer. It's Reb Eliezer from our Mishnah. The Tanina, because Reb Eliezer says in our Mishnah, Hamakdash Tachasav Ha'isaman Behem Aruel Agabi Mizbeach, even if you have animals. So what are they? You're not Makdash them. Zachar Menekevos, Reb Eliezer Omer, Zachar Menekevos Arche Olos, Litzrichi Olos. You have to sell them to people who need Ola. Venekevos Yimachlos Zirichi Zivchi Shlamim. Venekevos Yiplu of Sharnachasam Lebedek Abayas. Everything goes to Bedek Abayas. That's Reb Eliezer Shita. Stam Hektash Lebedek Abayas. Even animals that are roi for the mizbech, and therefore it's still we say that that's his shita. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rabbi Eliezer. What's his source? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say stam hekdesh the bedek abayis, which is what we pask in the Rambam says vishki akdesh beis hakodesh l'Hashem. The pasuk says a man is makdesh his house man kaimin. What is this pasuk referring to? Im beis dira. Is this referring to really his makdesh his house? That can't be, because the other pasuk nearby says kfar ksiv im hamakdesh yigal es beiso. Ella Kain Ki Anan Kaiman, we must be talking about the property's Bakdish stuff in his house. Bim Makdish Nechasov. And add in two words, what does the Pazak say? Kodash Lashem Mikan Shastam Hekdeshos Lebedek Abayis. That's what you learn from there. Stam Hekdesh is Lebedek Abayis. Hakol is Lashem, right? Kodesh Lashem, right? The Kachim is Beach, not all of it is Lashem. Some of it goes to the Kohanim. So we'll have to see their periods. That's the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, but again, the other Shita is in the Tanaim, says Stam Hekdesh Lemizbeach. And again, it might not just be umdina, but it might be something deeper in terms of the way that the hekdesh works. Okay, we'll stop here.